Madani News. Do you know what Dini work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami, and here are the headlines.
May Dawat Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rabb.
A special Madani Muzakara is held at the Global Madani Markaz Fizan in Madina, Karachi on Tuesday night. The devotees of the Prophet from abroad reap the blessings of Amir Ahle Sunnat's company. He also answers questions of the devotees of the Prophet. A session is held for overseas Islamic brothers at the Global Madani Markaz Fizan in Madina. The head of Shura provides guidance to the Islamic brothers regarding individual efforts. The 7-day Sunnah inspiring Ijtima for overseas Islamic brothers comes to an end after spreading its blessings. Amir Ahle Sunnah, the head of Shura, Arakini Shura, Muftiani Karam, and other preachers teach in religious knowledge. The head of Pakistan Mushabat visits the dispensary at Fizan Madina Faisalabad. Haji Muhammad Shahid Atari presents Madani Paros to the doctors and other staff. We welcome our viewers to Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details and inform you that a special Madani Muzakar was held at the Global Madani Markaz, Fizan-e-Madina in Karachi on Tuesday night, in which the devotees of the Prophet attending the 7-day Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima from abroad reaped the blessings of our spiritual guide, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizvi, Damat Barakatum Wal Aliyah's company and Madani Pearls. He also answered questions of the devotees of the Prophet in his wise and knowledgeable manner. Let's take a look.
Inka jazba bahut zyada jazba in logo ka yani kuch karna chahte hain ki bas wahan ki ahle habsha ki taqdeer badal jaye ki wahan buraiyan bahut hain to arz hai ki buraiyan yahan bhi hain har jagah buraiyan hain koshish karne se hota hai to aap bhi koshish karenge inshaallah aur jo tareeqa kar مدنی مرکز سے ملے گا اس کے مطابق کریں گے نا انشاءاللہ الکریم اپنے تو اللہ کرے گا تو وہ دن بھی دیکھیں گے آپ کہ بہت ساری برائیوں سے لوگ توبہ کر کے تائب ہو کر ہمارے ساتھ شامل ہو جائیں گے خالی سوچنے سے کڑتے رہنے سے دل جلا لینے سے کام ہونا مشکل کرنا پڑے گا بھاگ دوڑ کرنی پڑے گی مخالفت بھی ہوگی تنقید بھی ہوگی بہت کچھ ہوگا تو لیکن انشاءاللہ کام کریں گے اللہ پاک کامیابی عطا فرمائے گا ہمت سے کام کریں اب جیسے کہ ہم نے شروع کیا کام دعوت اسلامی کا تو اس وقت تو جس طرح بھی ہمارا ہوتا رہا بڑھتا رہا آخر ہمارے سے بھی تو لوگ دشمنیوں پر تو آئے نا جب ہی اتنی سیکورٹی لگی رہتی ہے کوئی تو وجہ ہے نا لگی رہتی ہے کوئی یہ نہیں کہتا کہ یہ لوگ ہمارے پیسے کھا جاتے ہیں یا مال کھا جاتے ہیں بس وہ کہ دین کا کام کرتے ہیں تو ہر آدمی ہم سے متفق تو نہیں ہوتا اس دین کا کام کرتے ہیں تو ہو سکتا ہے وہاں کے غیر مسلم ہو جو بھی ہوں وہ بھی آپ کے مطلب یعنی کہ آپ سے ناراض ہو جائیں یہ سب ہوگا مطلب اس کے لیے اپنے کو فیس کرنے کے لیے تیار رہنا پڑے گا کہ اللہ کی رضا کے لیے دین کو مطلب پھیلاتے رہیں.
Let's include some more news from the Global Madani Markaz Fizan Madina, where a session was held for overseas Islamic brothers, in which Arakin Shura also participated. During the session, the head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Atari, provided guidance to the Islamic brothers regarding individual effort. Let's learn more in this report.
A 7-day Sunnah inspired Ijtima was held for the overseas Islamic brothers at the Global Madani Markaz Fizan Madina of Dawat Islami, in which various sessions were held with the head of Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, in which the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, as well as the Arakeen Shura participated. At a session held at Milad Hall in Fizan Madina, the head of Shura provided guidance to the overseas Islamic brothers regarding individual effort. He said that one has to become good to spread the invitation towards righteousness. In this way, we can also motivate others. If you want that people attend the Sunnah-inspired Ijtimaat and travel in Madani kaflas, so you have to take part in them too.
The 7-day Sunnah inspiring Ijtima held for the overseas Islamic Brothers came to an end after spreading all its blessings and mercies. During the Ijtima, the Islamic Brothers from over 40 countries were taught Fard Ulum and Sunnah during sessions. And they also attained religious knowledge from Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliya, the head of Shura, Arakin Shura, Muftiyan Kiram, and other preachers. Let's watch this report.
The 7-day Sunnah inspired Ijtima has been concluded under International Affairs Department of Dawat Islami at the Global Madi Merkez Faizan Madina. On the last day of the Ijtima, halqas were held, the practical of Salah was done, and the mistakes done in it was also mentioned. After offering Zohar Salah with Jamaat, Arakini Shura Haji Sayyid Ibrahim Attari and Rukni Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari provided guidance to the overseas Islamic Brothers. On this occasion, Arakini Shura, as well as Islamic scholars from various countries were also present. Rukni Shura Haji Sayyid Ibrahim Attari presented the invitation towards righteousness and had the Islamic Brothers do to how to present the invitation towards righteousness.
Dawat Islami ka kaam 99% infiradi koshish se mumkin hai. درس کی اجازت نہیں ہے, انفرادی کوشش کی اجازت ہے. بیان کی اجازت نہیں مل رہی آپ کو, کہیں انفرادی کوشش کی اجازت ہے. آپ بہت بڑے اجتماع میں بیان نہیں کر سکتے, انفرادی کوشش کے ذریعے اپنی دعوت پہنچا سکتے ہیں. انفرادی کوشش کے ذریعے بہت کام ممکن ہے. یہ جو فرمان ہے نا آپ کا حق ہے کہ انفرادی کوشش دنیا کے کسی کونے میں کسی مقام پر بھی کر سکتے ہیں.
رکن شورا حاجی محمد امین اتاری told them the benefits of traveling in مدنی قافلہ and said مدنی قافلہ is a way of imparting and getting religious knowledge.
کہ مدنی قافلہ جو ہے نا اس میں علم دین پانے کا ذریعہ بھی مدنی قافلہ ہے. نمبر دو, فرائض کے ساتھ ساتھ نوافل کی سعادت پانے کا بھی ذریعہ ہے. مدنی قافلے میں جب سفر کرتے ہیں پانچوں نمازیں تکبیر اولا کے ساتھ پہلی صف میں پڑھنے کی سعادت ملتی, پھر تہجد کی نماز پڑھنے کی سعادت ملتی, اشراق و چاش, عوابین کے نوافل, پھر توبہ کے نوافل, یہ سارے نوافل پڑھنے کی سعادت ہمیں ملتی ہے. تو مدنی قافلے میں فرائض کے ساتھ ساتھ نوافل کی عادت بھی بنتی ہے. Number 3, نیکیاں بڑھانے کا ذریعہ ہے.
After offering asr in congregation, halqas were held to learn in path knowledge, in which local Islamic brothers as well as overseas Islamic brothers were also present. Sunan etiquettes and supplications were learned and imparted. The overseas Islamic brothers spoke with Madri News.
اس بابرکت سنت ورے اجتماع میں ہمیں مختلف مدنی پھول سیکھنے کو ملے.
دعوت اسلامی ایک کام کر رہی ہے الحمدللہ, سارے سبھی ڈپارٹمنٹ میں انہوں نے وزٹ بھی کیا, پر ماشاء اللہ اینڈ پہ یہی تھا کہ بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا یہاں سے.
The overseas Islamic brothers bade farewell to Hazrat Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari and met with them.
It's Dawat Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world.
At the end of the Sunnah inspired Ijtima, the overseas Islamic brothers departed for their respective countries.
It's Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world. It's Dawat Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love of the Prophet, it's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance.
The head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, along with the Islamic Brothers related with Medical Coordination Department, visited the dispensary at Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad. He presented monthly pearls to the doctors and other staff present there.
Rukni Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited a dispensary in Faizan-e-Madina Faisalabad under Medical Coordination Department, where he met with doctors and their staff. On this occasion, the Islamic Brothers of Medical Coordination Department was also with Rukni Shura. Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari was informed about the facilities and medicine provided at this dispensary. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat presented Madani pearls to the Islamic Brothers. With respect to this, he told Madani News.
Dawat Islami ke jo idare hain, kai hazar hain. اور وہاں پر ظاہر ہے کہ جہاں جامعۃ المدینہ ہے مدنی مراکز فیضان مدینہ میں تو طلبا بھی ہیں اور مختلف کورسز ہوتے ہیں. اب جب موسم کی تبدیلی یا بے احتیاطی یا تقدیر الہی سے بیماری آتی ہے تو اس کے لیے ڈاکٹر کی بھی حاجت ہوتی ہے, تو مختلف جگہوں پر وہ محدود پیمانے پر ڈسپینسری وغیرہ کی ترکیب بھی ہوتی ہے. جیسے کراچی کے اندر وہ مستشفیٰ کی ہاسپٹل کی کچھ محدود وہ ترکیب ہے, تو یہاں فیصل آباد میں بھی پہلے سے کچھ محدود تھا, اب کچھ اور مزید ہم نے وسیع کیا ہے اور ماشاءاللہ ڈاکٹر صاحب آج سے باقاعدہ باضابطہ وہ ترکیب کر رہے ہیں. دعوت اسلامی الحمدللہ ہزاروں ادارے بنا چکی ہے اور سب جگہ یہ ایک بنیادی ضرورت ہوتی ہے علاج معالجے کی, اس کا ہم انتظام کرنا چاہتے ہیں. اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے اس کے اندر ہم مالی معاونت کریں.
انڈین حاجی محمد شاہد اتاری آفرڈ دعا.
Gulshan Iqbal Karachi, an ijtima was held to donate virtues to the mother of Rukn-e Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Atari, during which Rukn-e Shura delivered a sunnah-inspiring speech and motivated the participants to perform good deeds, attain religious knowledge, and offer salah regularly. On this occasion, the Holy Quran and Fatiha were also recited. Let's learn more in this report.
An ijtima was held to donate virtues near Mangal Bazaar in Gulshan Iqbal Karachi, in which people related with various walks of life, relatives of Rukn-e Shura, Islamic Brother related with various walks of life, and local devotees of the Prophet participated. The ijtima commenced with the recitation of the Holy Quran. After Quran Khwani, the Islamic Brothers recited Kalam and Ranat. From the Ijtima, Rukn-e Shura Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari motivated the Islamic Brothers to fulfill the rights of wives and to give respect to them.
Islam se pehle ke halaat dekhe na auraton ke bare mein, to haisiyat kya thi ke wo mardon ki khwahishat pura karne ke liye khilona thi. Din raat mardon ki khidmat karti, mehnat mazdoori bhi auratein karti aur jo kuch kamati wo mardon ko de diya karti, magar wo zalim mard un auraton par kuch bhi kharch na kiya karte, auraton ko janwaron ki tarah maarte peette the, zara zara si baat par auraton ke kaan aankh aur naak kaat diya karte the, auraton ko dardnaak sazaen dekar qatl kar diya karte, auraton ko unke maa baap bhai behan shohar ki miras mein کوئی حصہ نہیں ملتا تھا. عورتیں کسی چیز کی مالک نہیں ہوتی تھیں. اسلام کی بدولت مردوں کی طرح عورتوں کے بھی حقوق جو ہے وہ بیان کیے گئے. عورتوں کی حفاظت کے لیے احکام خداوندی نازل ہوئے. ہماری زوجہ کی شاید ہر دعا میں ہم ہوتے ہیں. ہم اپنی بیوی کے لیے کتنی دعا کرتے ہیں, جس طرح وہ آپ کے لیے محبت کا اظہار, دعاؤں کی آپ کی خدمت گار ہے, آپ بھی اس کے لیے اچھا برتاؤ کریں.
Rukn-e Shura motivated the Islamic Brothers to carry out pious deeds, offer salah regularly, acquire religious education, travel in Madri kafilas, attend weekly sunnah inspired ijtima, watch Madri muzakara, and get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami. In the end, Rukn-e Shura Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari offered dua for the forgiveness of his mother and the deceased.
In Gujranwala, Punjab, a mehfil and naat was held by Personalities Coordination Department at the regional office of Sui Northern Gas, during which Rukn-e Shura Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivered a speech on the glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in earning halal sustenance. Let's take a look.
It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world. It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance.
During their schedule in Kashmir, Rukn-e Shura Haji Barkat Ali Attari and the head of Wales UK visited the Madni Markaz Fizan-e Madina and Madrasatul Madina in Jerusalem City and reviewed the construction work there. On this occasion, an Islamic brother who had embraced Islam, having been inspired by the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, also stated his Madani marvel embracing Islam. Let's take a look.
Recently, Rukneshwara Haji Barkat Ali Attari, along with the head of Wheels UK, visited the Madri Merkez Fezzan-e Madina, Madrasat Madina, and Jamiat Madina in Jatla, Kashmir. With respect to this, they told Madri News.
Jahan Alhamdulillah, bachche Quran-e Kareem, Hifz o Nazra bhi padh rahe hain, bahut badi tadad mein Allah ki rehmat se bahut azim o shaan Fezzan-e Madina ki imarat hai, sabz gumbad hai, aala hazrat ke roze ki yaadein hain.
In this city, Dawat Islami have Darul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, and many other masajid. So, mashallah, those who know this area, Jatla, please come and visit our this beautiful center, inshallah. We will show you inside the how beautifully Dawat Islami has decorated these, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also the Islamic University.
On this occasion, the head of Mirpur Kashmir Division and the Islamic Brothers were also with them. They informed the personalities about the construction works of the building. They reviewed the performance of various departments. Rukneshwara and the head of Wales UK also reviewed the building going to be established for students and teachers. Rukneshwara Haji Barkat Ali Attari and the head of Wales UK also met with the teachers there, and they also met with such an Islamic brother. With respect to this, the head of Wales UK told Madani News.
Abdul Rahman Attari Madani, ye gair Muslim the, inhone Islam kabul kiya, Dawat Islami ke Madani mahol ke zariye alim bane Sindh ke andar, aur ab mashallah yahan pe tadrees kar rahe hain. To ye bahut kamal ki baat hai, ye hai aapki Dawat Islami.
On this occasion, the head of Wales UK motivated the Islamic brothers to take part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami wholeheartedly and give their donations for the religious activities of Dawat Islami.
Upon the invitation given by Dawat Islami's Personalities Coordination Department, the Provincial Regional Director, Head Ombudsman Abdul Wahab Memon, along with DSP Puleli, DSP Kent, and SHO Puleli, visited Fezzan-e Madina, Hyderabad. The Islamic Brothers informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. Let's take a look.
The Provincial Regional Director Abdul Wahab Memon visited the Madri Merkez Fezzan-e Madina Nafandi town, Hyderabad, Sindh. The Islamic Brothers welcomed him. On this occasion, DSP Faleli Mir Tariq Talpur, DSP Kent Abdul Khalik, and SHO Faleli Ayaz Bakhu were also with them. The provincial representative informed them about various departments of Dawat Islami and also informed them about the religious activities carried out there. A documentary detailing the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami was also shown. The Provincial Regional Director Abdul Wahab Memon appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, expressed good intentions and shared his views.
Hume badi khushi hui, mashallah, itna bada ye markaz hai jisme unhone bataya ki IT department bhi kaam kar raha hai aur other RD department, finance department aur tamam shobay jaat ka humne visit bhi kiya aur masjid ka bhi aur dusre bhi. To mujhe badi khushi hui ki Hyderabad mein Allah Pak ne itna bada deen ka ek markaz khola hua hai jisse puri duniya ke logon mein aur puri duniya mein ek tabligh ka silsila aur daawat ka silsila shuru hua.
In the end, Abdul Wahab Memon and other police officers were presented with the gift of Quran-e Pak.
A Mehfil-e Naat was held at Sindh Secretariat Local Government Board, Karachi, during which Mualligh-e Dawat Islami delivered a speech on the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and motivated the participants to follow the sunnah and attain religious knowledge.
A Mehfil-e Naat was held at a local government board Sindh Secretariat under Personalities Coordination Department of Dawat Islami, in which Secretary Mehboob Ali Sial, Deputy Secretary Qurban Ali Sumro, Director Amjad Ali Pathan, Administrative Officer Zulfikar Ali, and other officers and staff participated. Mualligh-e Dawat Islami delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the glory and seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami. Sunan etiquettes and manners were learnt and imparted. Motivation was given to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami and get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami and to do various courses including Fezzan-e Namaz. Mualligh-e Dawat Islami also motivated the participants to attend weekly sunnah-inspired istima and travel in Madrin kaflas. On this occasion, the participants expressed good intentions and shared their views with Madrin News.
Bahut hi pyari mehfil hui hai. Allah Taala ki rehmat se hum yahi dua karte hain ki zyada se zyada badi se badi mehfilein hon aur log zyada se zyada bahut kuch seekhein. Dawat Islami alhamdulillah bahut bade bade kaam kar rahi hai.
Dawat Islami ke tawassul se माशाल्लाह पर निगरान भी आए काफ़ी और माशाल्लाह दावत इस्लामी इसमें बढ़ चढ़ के हिस्सा लेती है.
आज यहाँ मिलाद हुआ, कुछ समझने को मिला, अच्छा प्रोग्राम हुआ.
In the end, Salatu Salam was recited and Mualligh-e Dawat Islami offered dua.
Let's show you the visuals from the UK where the teachers and students of Jamiatul Madina along with other Mubaligin of Dawat Islami are traveling in a 12-month Madani Qafla to reap the blessings of Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnah Damat Barakatum Wal Aliyah's prayers. Let's learn more in this report.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, once again, the students of Jamiatul Madina has presented themselves for 12-month Madni Kafla following the call of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Lalia. With respect to this, the representative of Madni Kafla Department UK told Madni News.
Once again in UK, we have the 12 months Madni Kafla traveling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are our Jamiatul Madina students, Alhamdulillah, azawajal, who are traveling on this Madni Kafla. These are some of them. The brothers are traveling from Bradford, inshallah. We will be meeting up in Leicester. And inshallah, from there, after a few days of tadbiyat, we'll be going throughout UK, Europe, and other parts of the world, inshallah. So make dua for these brothers who are travelers of in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us successful through this Madani Kafla, inshallah. These brothers are traveling for 12 months. Make an intention at least 3 days every month in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami.
Thereafter, this Madani Kafla traveled to Leicester, where the invitation towards righteousness was presented and individual efforts were done and guidance was provided about various religious activities. Davis Madani Channel YouTube present the invitation towards righteousness, traveling in Madani Kaflas and earn reward.
Let's now inform our viewers of Madani Channel about the Ijtamaat and Naat gatherings held with respect to Gyarvi Sharif at various places in Bangladesh. During these Ijtamaat and Naat gatherings held by Dawat Islami, Muballigheen Dawat Islami delivered a sunnah-inspiring speech among the devotees of the Prophet. Let's learn more in this report.
Ijtamaat and Mahafil were held with respect to Gyarvi Sharif and the Dawat Islami in various countries of the world, including Bangladesh and others, and various cities including Borishal, Kumilla, Mohammadpur Dhaka, Kashipur, Narayanganj, Sayyidpur, Nalfa Marike, and at Madi Marrakesh, Fezani Madina, and Masajid. In which people related with various walks of life and business community participated. Moreover, Muballigheen Dawat Islami delivered sunnah inspired by Naat. Dua was offered. In the end, Salatu Islam was also recited.
Dear viewers of Madi channel, you have been watching the Madi News of Dawat Islami. Please fill out the booklet of pious deeds. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madi channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
مدني نيوز Do you know what Dini work Dawat-e-Islam is doing Find out by watching Madani News Find out by watching Madani News